9 o'clock, I'll call the meeting to order. We have Marie telecommuting. We have Kirby here and myself chairing. Daniel and Jenny are excused. We're looking for a motion to adopt the agenda.
So move.
Support.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Kirby. All in favor say, or I gotta do a roll call vote. Marie?
Aye.
Kirby?
Support.
Motion carries. Looking for a motion to approve the October 19th, 2022 LOC meeting minutes and forward to the business committee?
So move.
Support.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? See none, all in favor, or no, Marie?
Support.
Kirby?
Support.
Motion carries. Moving on to current business, Oneida Nation Assistant Fund Law, Clarissa.
This item starts on page 4 of your packet. The Oneida Nation Assistance Fund Law was adopted by the Business Committee on an emergency basis on June 8th, 2022 to establish the Oneida Nation Assistance Fund to govern how the nation provides financial assistance to its members pursuant to the Oneida General Welfare Law. It is the policy of the nation to prioritize the general welfare needs of its members and recognize that the interests of the nation are advanced when the members remain confident that their general welfare needs can be met. So the Oneida Nation Assistance Fund Law establishes the Oneida Nation Assistance Fund as an approved program of the nation in accordance with the Oneida General Welfare Law. It provides how this program qualifies for general welfare exclusion. It provides the eligibility requirements for accessing assistance from the Oneida Nation Assistance Fund, which is that a person is a member of the nation, age 18 or older, and submits a completed application during the designated submission timeframe. It provides the minimum requirements for the information that must be included on the application. It provides how and when funds from the Oneida Nation Assistance Fund are disbursed. It provides for the types of expenses that shall be considered qualifying expenditures for use of assistance from the Oneida Nation Assistance Fund by the recipient. It provides information on the funding source and who determines the amount of available funding for an eligible participant. And it provides that the Trust Enrollment Department is the department that has responsibilities to administer the Oneida Nation Assistance Fund. So the emergency adoption of the Oneida Nation Assistance Fund Law will expire on December 8th, 2022. So the LOC is now seeking the permanent adoption of this law. So the LOC has held 5 work meetings on the development of this law and collaborated with the Oneida Law Office, the Government Administrative Office, Finance Administration, the Trust Enrollments Department, and Intergovernmental Affairs and Communications. On July 20th, the LOC accepted the draft in the legislative analysis for the Oneida Nation Assistance Fund. On August 3rd, the LOC approved the public meeting packet with the updated public meeting notice and forwarded the Oneida Nation Assistance Fund to a public meeting to be held on September 2nd, 2022. So this public meeting was held virtually on Microsoft Teams on September 2nd. No one provided public comment during the public meeting. The public comment period was then held open until the close of business on Monday, September 12th, and one submission of written comments was received. So on September 21st, the LOC accepted the public comments and the public comment review memorandum and deferred these items to a work meeting for further consideration. That same day, the LOC reviewed and considered the comments received. So on October 5th, the LOC approved the updated public comment review memorandum, draft, updated legislative analysis, and fiscal impact statement request memorandum and forwarded these items to the Trust Enrollment Department Director, directing that a fiscal impact statement be submitted to the LOC by October 19, 2022. The fiscal impact statement was received from the Trust Enrollment Department Director on October 5th, 2022. So overall, the Oneida Nation Assistance Fund Law is now ready for consideration of permanent adoption. So in your packet, you'll see the adoption packet for this item. So on page 7 of your packet, you'll find the adoption memo. So this memo contains much of the information I shared today. So then I'll walk you through the remaining documents that are included in that adoption packet. So on page 9, you'll see the adopting resolution. So the Legislative Procedures Act requires that all legislation of the nation be adopted through a resolution. So this resolution summarizes the proposed Oneida Nation Assistance Fund Law and highlights that the requirements of the Legislative Procedures Act have been met. And this resolution provides that the proposed law will become effective on December 7th, 2022. So then on page 11, you'll see the statement of effect. A statement of effect explains the impacts or conflicts adoption of a resolution would have on the nation. So this statement of effect identifies that adoption of the resolution would not conflict with any of the nation's laws. On page 13, you'll find the legislative analysis. So the legislative analysis is a plain language analysis describing the important features of the legislation being considered and factual information to enable the LOC to make informed decisions regarding legislation. On page 18, you'll see a draft of the proposed law. So this is the draft that would be what the law would look like if adopted as is. And then on page 22, you'll find the fiscal impact statement provided by the Trust Enrollment Department. So a fiscal impact statement is an estimate of the total identifiable fiscal year financial effects associated with the legislation and includes startup costs, personnel, office, documentation costs, as well as an estimate of the amount of time necessary for an agency to comply with the law after implementation. So we're asking the LOC to consider adopting a motion to approve the Oneida Nation Assistance Fund Law Adoption Packet and forward to the Oneida Business Committee for consideration.
Kirby.
I make a motion to approve the Oneida Nation Assistance Fund Law Adoption Packet and forward to the Oneida Business Committee for consideration.
Motion made by Kirby.
Second.
Seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? I see none. Roll call vote, Marie.
Support.
Kirby.
Support.
Motion carries. Moving on to back pay law amendments, Clarissa.
This item starts on page 24 of your packet. So on September 14, 2022, the business committee adopted a motion to request the LOC to consider amendments to the back pay law. So the LOC added this legislative item to its active files list on September 21st, 2022. So the purpose of the back pay law is to set forth standards used in the calculation of back pay for all employees of the nation in accordance with the nation's laws. So the proposed amendments to the back pay law will include a new provision on reinstatement, which addresses such issues as reinstatement of an employee to the position the employee was terminated from, the requirement to hold a position pending litigation, and amending the position description or eliminating the position pending an employee appeal. It clarifies that back pay calculation shall be made using the employee's last wage in the position which they were terminated from, and it clarifies the circumstances in which an employee is not eligible to work and therefore is not eligible for back pay. So on October 5th, the LOC approved the draft of the proposed amendments to the back pay law and directed that a legislative analysis be completed. On October 19th, the LOC approved the updated draft in the legislative analysis. And now that we have an approved draft and a legislative analysis, we're ready to move on to the next stage of the legislative process, which is scheduling a public meeting. So starting on page 25 of the packet, you'll find the public meeting packet we're hoping the LOC will approve today. So the public meeting packet starts with the public meeting notice on page 25. So this notice will be published in the November 29th, 2022 Gully Wee Sox edition, and the whole public meeting packet will be placed online on the Oneida Register and electronically provided to all managers, directors, and supervisors of the nation. So the public meeting notice shows that the public meeting will be held on Tuesday, December 13th, 2022 at 12:15 p.m. right here in the Norbert Hill Center's Business Committee Conference Room. People can also attend the public meeting through Microsoft Teams. So for those who are unavailable to attend the public meeting, either in person or on Microsoft Teams, the written submissions of comments or questions will be accepted until the close of business on Tuesday, December 20th, 2022. So written comments can be submitted to the nation's secretary's office or the legislative reference office. So the public meeting notice also provides that if the Norbert Hill Center's administrative office's guidelines prohibits a public meeting from being held in person on December 13, 2022, based on the COVID-19 community levels in Brown and Outagamie counties, then the public meeting will be held solely on Microsoft Teams. So the next document in the public meeting packet, starting on page 26, is the legislative analysis. And this is followed by the red line draft of the proposed amendments to the back pay law on page 31 of your packet, and then the clean draft on page 37. So today we're asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to approve the public meeting packet and forward the back pay law amendments to a public meeting to be held on December 13th, 2022.
Kirby.
I'll make a motion to approve the public meeting packet and forward the emergency management law amendment to a public meeting to be held on December 13th, 2022.
Motion made by Kirby.
Second.
Seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? I see none. Roll call vote, Marie.
Aye. Or support.
Kirby?
Support.
Motion carries. Moving on to emergency management law amendments. Clarissa?
This item starts on page 43 of your packet. So on September 14th, 2022, the Business Committee adopted emergency amendments to the Emergency Management Law to address the Oneida Nation Emergency Planning Committee and the difficulties of composing this team to meet the needs of the nation for an emergency response. So the LOC is now prepared to process the emergency amendments on a permanent basis. So the proposed amendments to the Emergency Management Law will eliminate the United Nations Emergency Planning Committee and replace it with an Emergency Management Operations Team. So this revision demonstrates that the nation is better suited with the Emergency Management Operations Team, which exists not as a board committee or commission of the nation, but instead as a network of different employee positions throughout the nation that all have a responsibility to aid in the nation's response to emergencies. So this eliminates the previous difficulty in comprising this team to meet the needs of the nation for an emergency response, since a conflict with Section 105.15-3 of the Boards, Committees, and Commissions Law no longer exists, and direct reports and employees of designated areas can now participate in the Emergency Management Operations Team to achieve the best emergency response for the nation. So the amendments to the Emergency Management Law will also provide that members of the Emergency Management Operations Team shall attend meetings or send a designee in their absence and comply with any training requirements set forth by the Emergency Management Director. It requires that within 48 hours of an emergency, the Emergency Management Director shall prepare or work in conjunction with the appropriate entity to prepare an emergency briefing to be presented to the business committee regarding the status of the emergency, actions taken to address the emergency, and the activation of the emergency response plan. It allows the Oneida Business Committee to direct the Emergency Management Director to provide additional emergency briefings to the business committee. It requires that within 30 days of an emergency subsiding, unless additional time is granted by the business committee, the emergency management director shall prepare or shall work in conjunction with the appropriate entity to prepare a preliminary emergency assessment report to be presented to the business committee, any interested entity, and the public. And it also extends the amount of time for the emergency management director to prepare and present an after-action report to the United Business Committee, any interested entity, and the public from 60 days to 90 days. So on October 5th, the LOC approved the draft of the proposed amendments to the Emergency Management Law and directed that a legislative analysis be completed. On October 19th, the LOC approved the legislative analysis. So again, now that we have an approved draft and legislative analysis, we're ready to move on to scheduling a public meeting. So starting on page 45 of your packet, you'll find the public meeting packet. Again, much as I said for the back pay law amendments, the public meeting starts with the public meeting notice on page 45. So this notice will also be published in the November 29th Gully Wee Sox edition and posted online on the Oneida Register and electronically provided to all managers, directors, and supervisors. So this public meeting will also be held on Tuesday, December 13th, 2022 at 12:15 p.m. in the Business Committee Conference Room and also on Microsoft Teams. And then the public comment period for the written submission of public comments will be held open until Tuesday, December 20th, 2022. So the next document in the public meeting packet, starting on page 46, is the legislative analysis. And this is followed by the red line draft of the proposed amendments to the law on page 53 of your packet, and then the clean draft on page 61. So I'm asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to approve the public meeting packet and forward the emergency management law amendments to a public meeting to be held on December 13th, 2022.
Kirby?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Kirby, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? Seeing none, roll call vote. Marie?
Support.
Kirby?
Support.
And carries. Moving on to administrative updates. Enter the e-poll results of emergency amendments to the budget management and control for finance law.
So move.
Motion made by Marie.
Support.
Seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? None, all in favor, I mean, roll call vote again, Marie.
Support.
Kirby.
Support.
Motion carries. Looking for a motion to enter into the record for the results of the October 20th, 2022 e-poll entitled Approval of the LOC and LRO FY23 Annual Report.
So moved.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Kirby. Roll call vote. Marie?
Support.
Kirby?
Support.
Motion carries. A Legislative Operating Committee, a fiscal year 2022 fourth quarter report. Clarissa?
This item starts on page 114 of your packet. So we have the LOC's fiscal year 2022 fourth quarter report, which looks at the efforts and accomplishments of the LOC from July 1st, 2022 through September 30th, 2022. So the fourth quarter report includes information on the LOC's action on legislative requests, legislative accomplishments, legislative highlights, LOC meetings, goal for the fiscal year 2023 fiscal or first quarter, and information on the Legislative Reference Office and contact information for the LOC. So on the first page of the report, you'll see a chart that illustrates everything on the LOC's active files list and the progress of each legislative item. So this chart demonstrates at what stage in the legislative process each item is at. It's very helpful and provides a lot of information very quickly. So looking at the LOC's action on legislative requests, during the fourth quarter, the LOC added 8 legislative items to its active files list and denied 1 request. For legislative accomplishments, the report highlights that the LOC's legislative accomplishments during the fourth quarter, so the Elder Assistance Program Law, the Healing to Wellness Court Law, and the Children's Code Amendments were all adopted, and emergency amendments to the Election Law and the Emergency Management Law were adopted, while the Oneida Life Insurance Plan was adopted on an emergency basis. So legislative highlights. The legislative highlights section of the report provides short summaries of how the LOC spends its time during the fourth quarter and work it prioritized. So you'll see that during the fourth quarter, the LOC worked on the back pay law amendments, the business corporations law, emergency management law amendments, eviction and termination law amendments, law enforcement ordinance amendments, marijuana law, Oneida Nation Assistance Fund law, Oneida Nation Emergency Planning Committee bylaw amendments, Oneida Personnel Policies and Procedures Amendments, Real Property Law Amendments, Traffic Law, and Workplace Violence Law Amendments. So the Legislative Highlights section provides information on the number of work meetings that were held during the fourth quarter for the above-mentioned legislative items, as well as noteworthy progress through the legislative process for each item. So for LOC meetings, the LOC held 5 regular meetings during the fourth quarter. The August 17th LOC meeting was canceled. So employees of the nation are provided the opportunity to attend the LOC meetings through Microsoft Teams, and audio recordings of the LOC meetings are made available on the nation's website after the meeting concludes. Any non-employee who would like to access the LOC meeting through Microsoft Teams can provide their name, phone number, email address to loc@oneidanation.org by the close of business the day before a meeting to receive the link to the Microsoft Teams meeting. So goals for the fiscal year 2023 first quarter. So during FY23 first quarter, the LOC will focus its legislative efforts on the following matters. So the adoption of the United Nations Assistance Fund Law, the adoption of amendments to the Emergency Management Law, development of permanent amendments to the United Personal Policies and Procedures, development of amendments to the Workplace Violence Law, development of amendments to the Investigative Leave Policy, and development of the United Language Code. So for Legislative Reference Office, the report provides information on the staffing levels of the Legislative Reference Office during the FY22 fourth quarter, and then it closes out with contact information. So this is the contact information for the LOC as a whole, as well as individual contact information for each LOC member. So we're now looking for a motion to approve the Legislative Operating Committee FY22 fourth quarter report and forward to the United Business Committee.
Marie?
Clarissa, the email address is not the correct one. It recently changed. Is it possible to update that for me?
Yes. If you guys would like to make the motion with the noted change, I can update your email address on there before I send it to the business committee.
Thank you.
Kirby? Motion made by Kirby.
Second.
Seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? I see none. Roll call vote. Marie?
Support.
Support. Kirby? Support. Motion carries. Now we're looking for a motion to adjourn at 9:20.
So move.
Motion made by Marie.
Support.
Seconded by Kirby. Roll call vote, Marie.
Support.
Kirby.
Support.
Motion carries. Thank you, everyone.
No call. Nigiwa.
Yes.